This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 7th Jun, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is keeping the temperatures comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, we net reports from earlier today that the IDF struck Hezbollah headquarters in Beirut after rocket fire from Lebanon. Also, the Times of Israel says the strike on Beirut's Dahiya resulted in 2 deaths and 11 injuries. This was reportedly coordinated with the U.S. Also this hour, Axios warns that Israel's strike on Beirut could provoke a response from Iran. Separately, JNS reports that approximately 110 Israelis in the Upper Galilee sought shelter earlier today after Hezbollah's attack. And finally, JTA notes that Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal with Israel and Lebanon. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, noted minutes ago that Israel informed the Trump administration before the Beirut strike. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English reported earlier today that 2 people were killed in the Israeli strike on Beirut's southern suburbs. From the Times of Israel, reports confirm that the IDF targeted Beirut's Dahiya following Hezbollah's rocket fire. Turning to the details, starting with the IDF's actions in Beirut. Earlier today, Ynet reported that Israel targeted Hezbollah's operations in the Dahiya district. This marks the first such strike since a ceasefire understanding with Lebanon. Washington was reportedly notified in advance. The move raises concerns about escalating tensions with Hezbollah, as well as potential regional implications. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel adds that the attack was coordinated with the U.S. Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that Hezbollah is in retreat due to the IDF's continued offensive in the south. This development could alter the dynamics of the current standoff in northern Israel. Turning to Iran's perspective, Axios highlighted that Tehran is threatening retaliation following Israel's action in Beirut. With Iran's influence over Hezbollah, this could lead to broader regional instability. The risk of further escalation remains a critical concern for all parties involved. Turning to the Upper Galilee, JNS reported that residents were forced into bomb shelters earlier today. This underscores the ongoing threat to civilians in northern Israel. The incident serves as a reminder of the fragile security situation along the border. Finally, JTA has reported that Hezbollah rejected a ceasefire deal brokered by the U.S. This rejection highlights the challenges of securing lasting peace in the region. Meanwhile, the U.S. House has voted to limit presidential powers on military actions against Iran, which could impact future diplomatic and military strategies. On the economic front, first, Keytech reports that Zencity, an Israeli-founded civic analytics company, is cutting staff in an effort to boost efficiency. The company is reducing its workforce by around 15 to 20 roles, primarily in product and engineering. Separately, Globes reports that LivePerson plans to delist from the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. Once valued at $4.7 billion, the SaaS company now has a market cap of only $26 million. And finally, Ynet Business notes that Offroad, a startup with operations in New York and Tel Aviv, has emerged from stealth with $7 million in seed funding. The company aims to revolutionize identity security using AI agents. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.